From the NBC newsroom in New York, a communique from General MacArthur's headquarters just in says North Korean forces are continuing to move ahead and are bringing up reinforcements on the road to Taejon, where American headquarters is situated. From Washington, announcement that the 2nd Infantry Division and other combat units here in the United States have been alerted for movement to the Far East. Keep tuned to your NBC station for the later news.
This is the NBC Theater.
Look down, look down. That lonesome road before you travel on.
From the NBC Theater in Hollywood, we bring you a dramatic version of one of the great folk novels of American literature, The Time of Man, by Elizabeth Maddox Roberts. The story concerns the hill farmers of Kentucky, and it concerns love, young love, which works itself out in some of the most tender and beautiful scenes we've had the pleasure of doing on the NBC Theater. The adaptation for radio is by Earl Hamner. Here now, The Time of Man, by Elizabeth Maddox Roberts.
In the moonlight, the road was a silver ribbon winding back into the Kentucky hills. The driver of the wagon, a man named Henry Chesser, picked his guitar lazily, giving the horse free rein as if he did not know his destination, or knowing it, was in no hurry to reach it. Beside him sat his wife, Nellie, and his daughter, Ellen.
Where are we going, men?
I don't know. Somewhere.
Where, Patty?
Some better country. Our own place, maybe. Our trees in the orchard, our own land sometimes, our place to keep.
We ought to be a settling down.
I'd like to see me in a house of our own. I can just see me a coming down them steps in the morning dew, with a flower basket on my arm. And when the rains are beating down on that slate roof, my, what a pretty sound it makes.
I look for rain before this night's finished.
We ought to be a settling down and have a house of our own.
I want a house to live in all my enduring life. Places folks will point to and say, that's Ellen Chester's house. I'll have a parlor room to sit back in, cool and fine. My house.
Oh, oh, oh!
Take it. I know that wheel was weak.
You reckon it could be fixed, Pat?
Well, there ain't no telling. Well, we'll rest a spell. Tonight we'll stay here, and what's to be done, we'll do tomorrow.
Tomorrow we ought to look for a house.
We'll do what's to be done tomorrow.
Pappy, wake up. Somebody's coming.
You woke me just to tell me that?
Look there, a man on a brown horse.
Good morning to you.
Howdy.
I reckon you all be strangers?
Well, we're on our way to traveling, looking for a place to settle down. If I find a place to pleasure me and my old woman.
I look for rain today, so tomorrow will be a season for tobacco planting. I've been wanting a man to hire. $3 a day you can have. Take it or leave it.
Well, we've been wanting to settle.
If that there gal's any good at working, she can have 25 cents an hour. And the woman, too.
Oh, I don't allow to work my old woman. But the gal, that there Ellen, she can do a sight of work in a day.
There's a house on the place nobody's using. Good, tight house. You can have that there. Leaks a little, hardly to speak of.
I'll think on it.
$3 a day for you, 25 cents an hour for the gal.
I'll think on it.
It's at the next road turning. Get it?
That sounds like right good money to let pass by.
We'll at least go look. Looking can't hurt nothing. Well, we just got here in time. Rain's already commencing to fall.
It ain't what I thought it'd be.
Well, it's got a roof on it and four walls. A body don't need much more.
It's a poor trash house. Ain't a house at all, just a room. I ain't gonna stay here. Body's got a right to something better for living in.
I could fix the roof when the rain holds up.
I want a room of my own.
We can't stay here.
Now, you think you're the boss of this here place, the boss of your mammy and pappy? I'll skin you alive if I ever hear more wood out of you, Ellen.
Now, come help me tote the stuff from the wagon. We've only got the day for moving in. Tomorrow, the tobacco planting starts.
You there, gal. What's your name?
Ellen, sir. Ellen Chester.
This here is Jonas Prater.
How do?
How do?
Ellen, you take this basket of tobacco plants. Walk between the rows and drop them plants ahead of your pap and this here boy. He'll come along behind you and plant them under dirt.
I know. I've done it before.
Keep it going then. All right, Chester. Over here and I'll show you how I want the plants covered. Ellen. Ellen Chester.
What you want, Jonas Crazy?
You didn't stay so far in front of me, we could do some talking.
I'd be getting 25 cents an hour for talking.
All the same, we're out of sight of the others. And there's a thing to be said.
What to be said?
How'd you like to have a date?
I don't know. I never had a date.
A date to go to a play party?
I never been to a play party, neither. Not in my whole enduring life have I been to a play party.
We'll go tonight, you and me.
Who's giving it?
Doreen Wheatley. She lives up the road a piece.
I ain't got nothing to wear. This dress is all... These shoes is all muddied from the tobacco plant.
You wear your pretty face, Ellen Chester. It's unknown how pretty you are.
You got no right to be saying that.
I'll be at your place at sundown.
I'll ask Pat.
We'll have to walk to the party. I couldn't get past Buggy.
My feet won't touch the ground nohow. I feel like walking on air.
Parties is fun. I've been to lots of them.
What'll it be like?
Dancing. Kissing, maybe. Something to eat.
Is it for a birthday, maybe? I should have brought something then. A present.
Oh, it ain't for a birthday. Doreen is celebrating a prize she won. She sold 8 jars of Billy Bud salve, and for a prize, the company sent her a dresser set with hairbrushes and mirrors and such.
Brushes all her own and a mirror to look in.
Look up there. They are wide apart tonight, the stars. Only bright ones showing.
I heard it said once that all stars have names.
Mm-hmm. One of them's called the Milky Way, I heard it said.
I wonder how deep the sky is. Where it's got an end. What the end is like.
Mm-hmm. There's Doreen's house ahead.
Oh, it's big. Doreen's lucky for living in a house with more than one room. I wonder if she got a room for her own. Jonas, all of a sudden I'm feared.
Well, there's nothing to fright you.
But my dress, it's old. My shoes, just look at my shoes.
Oh, gee, gosh, don't you worry. They'll be looking at your face, not at your shoes and dress.
Well, my goodness sake, you all come on in.
Doreen, this here's Ellen Chester that just moved in on Hemp Bodine's place.
I thank you for letting me come.
Well, I'm just proud to have you. Come right on back here to the parlor. Catch up, everybody. Listen to me. I want everybody to know Ellen Chester. They just moved in the country.
How do?
You all come right on in the game. We're playing Lady Fair. Who's in the middle?
You are.
Well, because Ellen Chester's new, she can be Lady Fair.
I don't know how to play.
Well, goodness sakes, there's no time like now to learn. You just get in the middle of this circle.
Well, all right, if you say so.
All right, everybody.
In this ring's a lady fair, dark brown eyes and curly hair, rose red cheeks and dimpled chin. Take some wine and you can win.
Now, Ellen, that means you choose the boy that pleases you most.
What for?
My goodness sakes, choose!
Well, I choose Jonas Prather.
Yes, come on.
Married him for life. Goodness me, what a pretty little wife. Her little wife and husband too. Kiss him twice, he wants one too.
Come on, come on.
Kissing?
Oh, sure.
No, I won't do it.
All right, then you'll have to pay the consequence.
Well, how's that?
Well, what can you do? Can you dance? A sing a song?
Well, I reckon I'll try singing a song.
Yes, yes, now, everybody. Wish you all. Ellen Cousin Chester is a-going to sing a song. Come up here, one of your boys, and help her along with your guitar. Come on.
Wish I was a red rosy bush on the banks of the sea. Every time my true lover passed, he'd pick a I had a golden box to put my true love in. I take him out and I'd kiss him twice. Then I'd him back again.
Well, thank you, one and all. Thank you.
All right, everybody. If you're ready, there'll be some dance.
Are you happy, Evan Chester?
It's unknown how happy I am, Jonas Prather.
Doreen gave a good party.
It's unknown how much fun I had.
I'm a bum fool for dancing.
Some say dancing's almost as bad as card playing. Don't seem sinful to me somehow.
You're a pretty sight to see dancing, Evan Chester.
Doreen is lucky for living in a house with more than one room.
Evan Chester.
What, Jonas Prather?
I like you, Evan Chester.
I like you, Jonas Prather.
Why wouldn't you kiss me tonight?
In front of all them folks that are looking and laughing.
There's no person looking or laughing now.
Only the stars to see.
I've been wanting to do that since I first laid eyes on you, Evan.
I've been wanting you to, Jonas.
It's unknowing how lovely you are. Unknowing.
I was thinking maybe you wasn't going to work with me today.
Oh, but don't fret you. I'm late. I slept over on account of getting up late for the party.
I take a notice that little shirt-tailed boy kept you out mighty late last night. I reckon he's figuring to marry up with you and take away the only help I got for my farming.
He didn't declare that to be his intention, Jonas, did he? I hear your whistling coming up.
A new plowed piece of land is a fine place for whistling.
Look right rocky for a garden.
No plow iron ever cut this here hill afore. Not in the whole time of man.
What is the meaning of that? The time of man?
Well, I never studied on it. It's a thing I heard my pap say.
The time of man. Must mean all the time spent on this earth by the living and by them that's dead. Puts to words the feeling I get sometimes in graveyards. Or when somebody's birthing a young'un.
Well, you study about it all you like, but let's get to hoeing.
Henry, best you and me get ready for bed. Ellen's got that fella coming to sit up with her tonight.
Truth to tell, I ain't much of a mind to go to bed right now.
Well, don't y'all go to bed just on account of Jonas is coming. We can sit out on the doorstep.
No, you do no such thing. That there feller will think we're poor trash of making you court him outdoors. He'll come right in the room with your pappy and me sleeping. There'll be nothing to bother your courting now.
I reckon it's him now. Come on in the house.
Just as Liz sit outside here.
Come on inside.
How are you, Mr. Jesse?
Tolerable, son.
Jonas, I'd like to make you acquainted with my man.
How do?
Well, pleased to make you acquainted. Won't you take a seat?
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, I reckon I'll say good night. I'm just going to bed over here in the corner, my husband and me. Oh, gee gosh, Ellen. Your pap's got a hold of that there guitar of his'n. You never get him to bed. No ways at all now.
I recall your name is Prather?
Prather. Jonas Prather.
You got any kinfolks down Tennessee way?
Not to my knowing.
Oh, I run into a feller named of Prather in B-Town, Tennessee.
From you been cleaned to Tennessee and back?
This here fella, I recollect, he was a master hand for honeybees. He could walk right into a swarm, never get a sting.
Henry, Ellen is a-courting that there boy. They don't want to hear your blabber.
I ever tell you about my crazy uncle, Billy Rudd?
No, you never.
Now, don't let him get started on that. You'll never get shed of him.
Uncle Billy Rudd, he up and went insane one day and started carrying all the pots and pans out of the house while his old woman was a-cooking dinner. Another time, he carried the cook stove out in the yard. Fire still in it, the story goes, a whole enduring time.
Oh, well, that Claire's had a sight of trouble out in her husband.
The day them was wedded, the preacher was half through the marrying when the floor fell through and the whole wedding party with it.
Man, that stopped the wedding, I reckon.
Oh, no siree, Bob. They hauled the bride and groom out, taking them out under a tree in the yard and finished the marrying there. Well, folks said it was a bad sign, and I reckon it was. Seeing as how Uncle Billy went insane in the mine.
Oh, man, why don't you go off to bed? How's Ellen ever going to court that there boy with you a-blabbering?
Well, I enjoyed hearing you talk, Jonas Prather. And now I'll say good night.
Good night to you, sir.
Ellen, don't you sit up too late and burn up all the firewood.
All right, Pappy, I'll just put one more stick on. And the fireplace is a fair thing to look on.
In the firelight, it's... it's unknown how lovely you are, Ellen.
Jonas.
Yes, Ellen?
Jonas, who's Jewel Nestor?
What do you know about Jewel Nestor?
Doreen said her name was yours at the play party. When she said it, she laughed, like it was something dirty.
I used to go there last winter. Jewel Nestor is the wife of a man named Bill Nestor. Dirtiest trash that ever lived, I reckon.
Was it wrong to go there, Jonas?
I've been a sinful man, Ellen. Low down I've been. Old Mammy would cry, as you know.
You don't have to tell me if you don't want
to. I want you to know. Sometimes, when I'd go to see Jewel, her husband, he'd say, "You can't go up tonight. She's got company." I reckon you don't know what Jewel was, what kind she was.
I reckon I know.
Every time I went, I had to take a dollar.
I know.
Reckon you think I'm right on, right?
I think it's a pity.
You want me to go away far off?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want that.
I thought you might so want.
Do you want to go off? Out of my sight?
Heaven knows I do not. I want to stay close by. Ain't a trouble to you.
You could stay if you're mind to.
It was on my mind. All through the tobacco planting. I want to ask you to marry.
But I have to study it over, Jonas.
Whatever you say, I do, no matter what it is.
I can't see nothing to do now. Maybe when I study it over a spell.
But if I could be beside you a little spell tomorrow and the day after?
At sundown, you could come again to sit.
You are a fair thing to look at, Ellen Chesser. I ain't fitting to sit at your feet.
Fire's burned itself out, Jonas. Sudden like a feel a chill.
You want me to go, Ellen?
For now, yes, Jonas.
I'll come again tomorrow night, Sid.
At sundown, you come.
At sundown, I'll come again.
Goodness sakes, what a man I'm married. He should be in the cornfield. And there he is, out under the maple, a-picking that guitar. Ellen! Ellen.
Yes, Mammy.
Stop dreaming and string them snap beans. I declare I never saw such a dream as you turned out. Is it on account of that Jonas that comes over every night?
I don't know, Mammy. Is that dreamy looking?
Well, I tell you, it just don't do to marry with just the first one to come along. Now, when I was a gal, there was 6 horses tied to Pap's fence of a Sunday. But I set my head on Henry. And look like I'll never see any of the rest.
Jonas is what I always wanted.
Oh, they'll talk a lot when they're sweetheart men will. Now, take Henry here. Henry was a real master hand at sweethearting, a regular bantam rooster. Oh, sweetheartin'est man I ever see.
Men is hard people to know.
A man that's got it in the head, own property, is the kind to get.
Jonas is different from all the others.
Yeah, I've been a-studying on that there, Jonas. He don't look like the kind to wear for a long time. Now, don't you place too much trust in that.
I know Jonas well enough. There's none like him. Not nowhere is there one like Jonas.
Bummer, I never seen so many rocks as there be in this land.
Pep, where you reckon rocks come from?
Rocks grow, I reckon.
I wish I could see a rock grow. I can't put my mind on it somehow. You could watch a rock for a whole year and you'd never see it grow.
Maybe they don't grow if you watch, like fish don't bite if you make a noise.
Maybe they take soil like everything else. But it's a strange wonder, no how. Like ants now and like where wind comes from. Woods that go away. You never know when. Rocks are growing. Well, I do now wonder.
That's the way rocks, they grow.
Rocks are growing. Stand to that now. I wonder, is there a time of rocks and a time of earth like there's a time of man? Oh, Pappy, there are strange and wonderful things on this earth. Did you ever in your time see a fountain going? Have you ever been to Boston Town or Mexico City or the Tropic of Cancer? Do men really get sponges out of the sea? I was thinking about the geography book I had once. You could flip a page and find elephants that drawn a load of coconuts in Ceylon. High palm trees. Black men with white drawers on.
Gal, whatever come over you all of a sudden?
I was thinking, this is my time on earth. And there's all them things to see. I wonder will I ever see them. Oh, Pap, it's unknowing the things in this world. Unknowing.
Won't you have more to eat, Ellen?
No, ma'am. I got myself a supper, thank you.
I never seen a body in such a fidget. What's getting you all feisty, Ellen?
I'm going to a prayer meeting with Jonas. He's waiting for me at the church.
Why couldn't he come here to the house to fidget you? Why is he meeting you at the church?
He went to town today and he said he'd get them that taken him to drop him off by the church and he'd wait for me there. I gotta go now. I'll be back early, Mammy. Bye, Pappy.
Jonas, is that you?
Isn't that him, Jesse?
We better go on in. Prayer meeting is starting.
Oh, don't let's go in. I want to tell you what happened in town today.
Can't wait till after prayer meeting.
I'm fair bursting with news, Adam. A man from Cornishville wants me to put in his crops. It's on a farm way over towards Cornishville, near about 20 miles or more.
You're going to take it, Jonas?
Come up to me on the street, he did, and says, want a good job, good pay, he says.
Are you going to go, Jonas?
I promised to be there before sunup tomorrow.
Which way is Cornishville now?
Far piece off. Way over Yandro Hill.
I never figured you'd leave. Go off from me. After the way you talked that time.
Oh, I'll go and make a name for myself. Jonas Prater, they'll say. There's a man made something of himself.
They'll say that, Jonas.
Blast me to perdition if I ever forget you, Ellen.
Listen. Nightbirds are crying. It's hard out. Mm. I wonder if it's made flying to a far country.
I'd as soon give up life itself as you, Ellen. Even for a little while. But there's a chance for me there to make a name. To be somebody.
Take me, Jonas. I'm afeard for you to go so far apiece.
Oh, hang me for a fool if I ever forget the face or feel of you, Ellen Chester. I'll come back one of these days.
Will you, Jonas?
That I will, Ellen. And don't you forget it now. I'll come back. I will come back, Ellen Chester.
Will you, Jonas?
He's gone away, or to stay a little while. he's coming back. If he goes 10,000 miles, oh, who will tie my shoe? And who will glove my hand? And who will kiss my ruby lips when he is gone? Look away, look away.
Here, Mammy, by the well.
Oh. Well, from the way you've been moping around here lately, I about to think you lost all your friends and kinfolks and what all.
I was just thinking.
I reckon you was thinking toward Cornishville, maybe.
Hmm? A little bit, I reckon.
Well, what did you say if I was to tell you I got here a letter mailed from Cornishville?
Oh, Mammy.
Here. As Tommy was writing to you after all these weeks. Well, do we say when he's a-coming home to marry with you?
No, Mammy.
Well, what do we say?
Dear friend Ellen, I came up here and am working for old Mr. B. Cornish. He got his arm ripped open in the sawmill. Last week I plowed for corn and this week I am planting. Mr. Cornish is a fine man and the pay is good. Goodbye, Ellen. Signed, Jonas T. Prater.
Hmm. Not a word about coming back.
Jonas will come back. He will. I know he will.
You might just as well forget him, Ellen. He ain't coming back. No man would stay away this long if he intended seriousness.
Oh, you hish now. Probably you was the man that chased him off in the first place. Now, he come to sit up with Ellen, and then you do all the talking.
Don't talk about it.
Yes, sir. We seen the last of Jonas Prater. 4 months and no word but one little old letter.
Ellen, where you were going?
Ellen, come out here.
Good evening, young miss. You look like someone that's come a long way.
Would this be the road to Mr. B. Cornish's place?
What you want at Cornish's place?
I want to see someone I know there.
If it's bad luck at love that you worry, I can mix a charm to bring your man your way right off. $1 is what the price is.
I don't want no love potion.
I'll let you have it for 50 cents.
I ain't got no 50 cents.
Is it that man you aim to see at Cornish's place? That Jonas Prather, they call him?
Is he there now? Do you know?
You sure you won't take a love powder from me for a quarter?
I've got no quarter. Is Jonas Prather up there now?
No, you couldn't see him now. And I'll tell you why. He's left 2 weeks ago. He's gone up north to live. And he's taken Sally Brown with him.
Sally Brown?
That's the name of the gal he married. They went off a fur piece to live up north. You want to buy a love charm? I got love charms all prices.
I don't want no love charm.
Why you come here? I'm taking my time up first. You ain't going to buy a love charm.
He's gone away. But he stays. He's gone.
From Hollywood, the NBC Theater is bringing you a dramatization of The Time of Man by Elizabeth Maddox Roberts. We will resume with Act Two after a brief pause for station identification.
A year later, the Chessers moved to a new county. And in the new house, Ellen had a room of her own, but she took no joy in it. Sometimes she would lock the door and gaze into her mirror, which would tell her of changes that time had brought her.
I have been in life a long time now. Night comes, and it gets to be day. That is the way of time. My name is Ellen Chesson, and I'm a growing old. Never have I seen a fountain to go in, or learned the name of a star, or go a-washing in the ocean. Never have I had a person to know all my enduring life. I am Ellen Chesson. I'm growing old.
Ellen! Ellen!
Yes, Sappy?
Come out here. I need you to help me.
I'm coming.
Yeah, this here crosscut saw is a feisty thing to pull by myself. Want to throw in and help me?
Sure, Pat.
Just grab a hold, Lar.
It's a mighty big log for such a mighty of a sawhorse, ain't it?
It's a fair-sized log, but it'll hold. Now let's get to it. Well, what are you stopping for?
Bow, Pat, that sawhorse is sure wobbly. I don't think it's going to hold that big log.
It'll hold. Get to it.
Stop your back! Stop your leg! Nanny, Nanny!
Help me, Ellen! Help me!
What's the matter? What is it, Ellen?
What is it?
Your leg, Mammy. It's falling on top.
Oh, my
leg. Goodness. Just a little more. Now, bring this end around. That's it. Now, drop the log over here. Oh, Ellen. Ellen, run for a doctor.
Oh, look at that leg. The bone sticking up through the flesh. Living bone breaking through living flesh. Run, Ellen, run!
How is he, Mammy?
Oh, gone to sleep now. Stuff the doctor give him seemed to make him drowse.
Well, you want to lay down and get some rest, Mammy?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm just wondering how we're going to make out with the crops and all.
We'll make out. The back is already planted. I reckon I can put in the corn. I've helped Tappy enough to know how it's done. We'll make out.
Oh, someone at the door.
Who is it?
My name's Belle. Belle, that's what they call me.
Please come in.
At the store, they said there was sickness. I come to see.
It was right neighborly of you.
Oh, won't you sit down?
The bone coming through the flesh. At the store, they said.
Living bone through living flesh. A sight to see.
I was hoping I could see. I never seen such as that.
Oh, the bone don't show no more. The doctor, he put it back where it belonged.
I was hoping to see such a thing. But I'll give you these two eggs anyway. Ordinarily, I trade them at the store for chewing gum. But seeing as yous is in a fix, I'd like you to have them.
That's a mighty nice thing for you to think of.
Families in sickness needs eggs, I always say. That thou speckled egg, it was laid by my old red hen.
Hmm. Oh, we're mighty grateful to you.
I sit and watched for that old red hen. It'd taken her a long spell for laying it. Got their speckled egg there.
Mm. Good evening, miss.
How do?
Word come that you got sickness here.
That's right. Won't you come in?
I want to do whatever I can. My name's Jasper Kent, and I'm good at plowing.
This is my mammy.
Howdy, ma'am.
Well, thank you for coming over. Hey there, Jasper Kent.
How are you, Belle?
Can't complain, Jasper. Can't complain.
If there's aught you need, ma'am, I'd be glad to get it for you.
Oh, we're fair fixed for a time, thank you.
Did your man have all his plowing done?
Oh, there's more to be done, but Ellen here says she'll do it.
Well, I reckon I better get back to the place, but if there's ever a man you need, I'd be proud if you let me know. And I hope your man get along well.
Well, thank you.
I'm over at the next farm, Albert Wingate's place it is. Night.
Thank you for coming.
Good night to you all.
Hmm. Look like a neighborly fella.
Oh, they don't come no finer than Jasper Kent.
Fine-looking man.
All the girls is after him, but he don't pay him no heed. Just stays over there working all the time for that no-good Albert Wingate.
The man he worked for is no good. How come he stick with him?
Oh, Jasper always say he wanted a place of his own and never had it yet. And Albert leave all the farming up to Jasper, so he take pride in that place just like it was his own. Someday, Jeff, but he'll have a farm of his own.
Well, he appeared to be that kind of man. One that's got in the head to own his own place usually end up getting what he wants. Thanks to goodness, Ellen. Look out yonder in the cornfield. A man a plowing.
Looks like that one was here last night, Jasper Kent.
Well, now, did you ever? Now, you run out there and take him some nice cold water from the spring. It's the least you could do. And ask him to come to dinner, too, hear?
Who? Who? Orange?
Well. Morning, miss.
I thought you might have a thirst for some cool spring water.
Oh, I do so have. Always favored spring water.
I want you to know that you ain't obliged to do our plowing.
Oh, I'll do it in between my own and never miss the time.
There's no need for you to leave your own place.
Well, it ain't exactly my own place. I farm Albert Wingate's place across the hill there on half and half shares. It's a pretty farm. I'd like to show it to you sometime.
Farms is all the same to me. I've got to go now. Mammy says you come to dinner.
Well, that's mighty nice of you. Thank you for the water, too, Miss Ellen.
No need putting Miss in front of my name. Everybody just call me Ellen.
Then I'll call you that, too, Ellen.
That sounds like Belle. Go see what you want, Ellen.
Hello, Belle. Come in and sit a while.
I stopped by to ask if you'd like to go the way with me to the store. I'm going after my chewing gum. The old red hen laid early.
Well, I reckon I'd like to. I haven't been down to the store in a long spell.
Mammy, I'm going with Belle to trade eggs.
Well, bring me back a pound of sugar from the store.
All right.
I'm glad you're coming along with me like this. When I get my gum, I'll give you a stick if you like it.
Well, gum is not very nourishing food. You should eat the eggs.
I'm a plum fool for gum.
I'll eat when I'm hungry. I'll drink when I'm
hungry.
Belle,
that man.
Oh,
look.
Albert Wingate. That's Albert Wingate. The one Jasper worked for.
Let's just walk past him quick. Oh, don't speak to him. Now, look.
Howdy, ladies. Where's that pretty one with you, Belle?
Don't answer him, Belle.
Belle!
What you want with me, Albert Wingate?
Name of that girl with you.
I ain't going to tell you.
I won't give you none of this chewing gum I got in my pocket if you don't tell me.
Come on, Belle. We'd best be going.
Hey, it's a flavor I know you like, Bill.
What flavor is it?
The kind you always get at the store. Tell me that girl's name. I'll give it to you.
It won't hurt anything for you to know your name, Ellen. Ellen's her name. Ellen Chester. Now, you give me that gum.
Hold out your hand. No, no, no. I mean the hand holding the eggs. All right. Here.
You broke in my eggs. You broke in my eggs, Albert Wingate.
We had no right to do that to Belle.
Ellen, your name, huh? I like your looks, girl. Why ain't I seen you before? Come here. Let me look at you. Close.
Be careful of him, Ellen.
I thank you to let us go by.
I got a feeling to kiss you, Ellen.
Get out of my way. Run, Belle. Run.
I'll kiss you, girl. I promise you. I promise you.
Look at that, Jasper Kent. Now, we're building a new hen house for us, like, and it was for his own.
I vow, Ellen, if I was a girl your age, I'd just set my hat for that there man.
Men is false, girls. I got no patience with a whole load of them.
I'd be proud to help you with the milk, you know.
I reckon I can take care of it.
It's a pretty sight to see, Ellen, you milking with your little hands so white and fine. You are a bright and shiny woman, Ellen. It's all I can do to keep my eyes off you. It's unknowing how lovely you are, Ellen Chester.
Oh, Jonas. I mean...
Ellen, come back. Come back here. Well, now, women is a queer race. Avant. Ellen, there's a farm for sale a piece down the road which I am to look over today. I was thinking to ask you to ride there with me to see it.
I'm needed at home.
Oh, this is Sunday. There's no work to be done on Sunday.
Well, Pat liked me to sit by him and talk. He'd get lonesome easy, laid up with that broken leg.
Well, I've got a buggy to go in. Albert Wingate, the man I work for, is letting me have his buggy.
I reckon I'd better not go.
Well, after I get back, I'll come and sit with you a while this evening.
I was thinking about going to bed early. The corn need hoeing tomorrow, so I should get rest for it.
Well, I'll come for only a short time.
If you say you will come, then I cannot stop you. But I'll not see you.
Can I come in for a little while?
I reckon Pat would like somebody to talk to.
I didn't come to see your Pat.
Pat wouldn't mind company.
Why are you always running away from me, Ellen?
I don't run away from
you. Yes, you do. You're afraid to be alone with just me. You always want somebody else around.
I'm not afraid of you.
Show me. Show me you don't fear me.
No man can hurt me.
We'll walk a bit. Oh, night is bright with the moon.
But not walk far.
Well, only so far as you say, Ellen.
I've not been walking at night since a long time.
Are you cold, Ellen? You're trembling. I'll put my coat about your shoulders.
No.
Here, I'll wrap my coat about your shoulders like so.
Take your arms from me, Jasper.
Ellen, I want to say...
No, Jasper, don't.
I will say it, and you will listen. Today, I saw a farm I want, and all the time I looked it over, I said it'd be an empty place without Ellen on it. You are a bright and shining woman.
I'm old and ugly.
You're bright and shiny. It's a dogwood tree in spring. And if I could kiss you once, I'd chance all the rest of life. You're worth all the women in the world. There's the very honey of life in your heart. I want no other woman in all this world save you.
I'll not be hurt by any other man. Let me go home.
If any man ever tried hurting you, I'd show him the way to my fist. I want you for all my enduring life to come, Ellen.
I've got to go home, Jack.
Oh, don't be feared, Ellen. My arms are around you to keep you safe, not to hurt. I will kiss your lips.
No, Jasper. No. Oh, Jasper. Jasper.
Your mouth is sweet to taste. And your hand against my skin is sweet. I can hear your heartbeat inside your shoulder. I can feel it beat in your throat.
Hold me close, Jasper.
And the moon makes your eyes big and deep. And your mouth is sweet. Like honey drips.
Your arms are strong about me, Jasper. I want never to leave them.
Your skin is soft under my coat. And warm. Oh, you are a fair sight to see.
Never leave me, Jasper. In all enduring time, never leave me.
Hey, this here leg is a healing nice. I ain't to walk on it in a day or two.
Oh, you stay in bed till that leg heal all the way, old man. You get it going around here hippity-hoppity, you're liable to break it again.
Where's Ellen tonight?
Out there on the porch with Jasper.
I notice here lately she's warmed up to that boy.
Well, she ain't said a word to me. But I know them two are sweethearting. I can see them through the window, hugging.
Of my true love's head. His face is something wonderful.
It
first time I heard her sing since that Jonas run off and left her.
It's a fair thing to hear.
And still I hope the time will come when he and I shall be as one.
That there girl is in love.
It kind of put me in a mind to do some loving myself. Come here and kiss me, old woman.
I'd as soon kiss that jackass in the barn as you, old man.
You wouldn't say that if I didn't have a broke leg, old woman.
Well, you used to be a hand at sweethearting, old man, but not anymore.
I'll bet if I tried, I could walk over there to you, old woman.
Henry Chester, you behave yourself.
I'll show you I ain't forgotten how to sweetheart.
Oh, Hen, you break that leg all over again.
Oh, woman, you're going to get kissed.
Oh, Henry Chester. Well, I vow. Well, I do vow and declare.
Look there, Jasper. Day of breaking there across the hill.
Oh, a night is short.
Listen to that dove call. Make a lonesome sound. It's like the end of the world. You fear the end of the world, Jasper?
Oh, I feel I could pick up a hill or I could break open a mountain with my fist. And what right have I got to be afeard of a lonesome sound at night?
Lonesome doves are calling in trees to each other. Did you ever in your time hear a dove call and then the other one answer?
I take notice of doves a heap in spring. Dove call denotes spring has come for sure.
And a dove has got one drop of human blood in its body, they say.
By another spring, I aim to find some fields worth a man's strength. I'm plumb tired trafficking about. I aim to settle down.
Once when I was a young'un, Pappy went to Tennessee and I saw cotton in bloom. We saw cotton a-growing.
Yeah, I'm plumb tired, trafficking about.
Saw cotton a-growing.
I'll find us a pretty farm where the fields lay out fair and smooth.
Smooth pastures of pretty sight, with hills rolling up and down, and cows dotted here and yon over it.
The house will be the way you want.
I'll have a parlor room to sit back in when the busy season's over.
All these things I will do for you, Ellen, because I love you.
And when I stand in the door of the house, I'll see the fields roll off. Some of them plowed, some tipped with blue mist. Birds in the trees. Me waiting in the door for you to come home. And glad to be waiting. For I love you, Jasper.
Ellen, I've been meaning to ask you, have you got a place for the safekeeping of things?
I got a trunk with a key on it in my room. Why are you asking?
Well, I got a little money I wish you'd laid by for me. I got no place for the safekeeping of things. It's near $100 if you wouldn't mind keeping it.
I wouldn't mind, Jasper. But how you know I won't run off and buy me a blue dress with it?
You can do so if you wish, for I ain't buy you a house with that sum of money someday. And Ellen, I wouldn't want this to go no further, but I don't trust that man I work for.
He got a bad name, I hear.
Oh, that Albert Wingate. He steals from his own mother that lives there in the place. He steals for drink, he does.
I'll keep your money safe.
Well, it's for you, Ellen, to build a house for you.
I will go now, Jasper. Mammy's canning peaches, and I should be scalding jars.
Ellen, how would you like to go to town tonight? There's a carnival there.
Oh, Jasper, a carnival?
Yeah.
I've never seen a carnival in my whole life.
Then tonight we'll go. We'll get an early start, and you meet me at Albert Wingate's barn. We'll go in his buggy. He give me the right sometime.
Then I'll meet you tonight at Albert Wingate's barn. Jasper?
Are you ready for the carnival?
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Well, I'll run into the barn and get the buggy hitched.
I'll wait right here.
Don't make no noise.
Go away from me, Albert Wingate.
I aim to collect that kiss I promised you.
Jasper's in the barn. I'll call him.
You ain't calling nobody. You're coming with me.
Keep away from me. Keep back.
Oh, you're a pretty thing to look on. I'm going to kiss you.
No.
I thought I heard somebody.
Jasper!
Albert Wingate, you stinking low-down drunk.
Get off my place, Jasper Kent. You're nothing but a hired hand. What do you mean, hitching up my buggy in the first place?
Get up and fight, Albert Wingate. I ain't finished with you.
Oh, Jasper, you knocked the lantern over. Ah. It's going to catch the hay on fire.
Get it into purpose. You set my barn on fire.
Get water, Ellen, there from the horse trough. I'll see if I stomp it out meanwhile.
Oh, you're letting my barn burn, Jasper.
You ain't helping none to put it out.
Oh, I'm going to let it burn. And afterwards, I'm going to put a law on you.
You going to... Then let it burn, you darn fool, and get your law tomorrow. Right now, I aim to finish that thrash, and I owe you...
You shouldn't have beat him up so bad, Jasper.
Just let any other man offer you insult or any dirt. Just name his name to me. I'll give the nasty skunk the same as I give Albert.
You reckon he really will get the law on you?
Yeah. I reckon he will.
But how could you ever explain how come it was you set fire to the barn?
Yeah. I've never seen a day I'd be afeard of trash like Albert. He won't never want every fight with me with fists, but he'll sneak in behind the law. I better go away for a while.
Oh, Jasper. I couldn't see you go away.
Law's fine if you get on the good side of it, but once you get on the contrary side, well... I might see a sight of worry from it. Now I better go.
You want me to come with you, Jasper?
I'd better go alone. I'll find some place and I'll come back. You know I'll come back, Ellen.
I know.
After it's blowed over, I'll come back.
I'll wait, Jasper. I'll wait.
Dell go by with the mail yet, Mary?
He passed by with the mail. Must have been an hour. Didn't stop.
Maybe he'll stop on his way back.
Oh, you know as well as I do he won't. And if you're expecting a letter from Jasper Kent, you might as well give up. 3 months now he's been gone. Not a word.
I guess Jeff ain't much of a hand for letter writing.
Yes, sir. You've seen the last of that there man. And it's a pity. I thought a heap of him. Until he burned that there barn.
He didn't burn it a purpose. You're starting to believe him like everybody else in the country.
It's a hard thing to think of, Jasper Kent. But he'll not be back. You've seen the last of that there man.
I have seen the last of Jasper. Never another man will I think about.
I reckon it's a heap of worry to you that Jasper don't come back, ain't it, Ellen?
It is no worry to me.
Albert Wingate up at the store, he talk about Jasper burning the barn. He say that if Jasper ever come back in the country, he gonna ride him out on a rail.
Jasper never burned that barn a purpose, Belle. Anybody ever say so, you tell him I was there and I know.
At the store, Albert been telling it around that he beat Jasper up something terrible that night.
Albert's lying.
Albert say he will send Jasper to jail. To Frankfurt, maybe. Or Louisville.
Well, but talk a lot, but he ain't worth shucks when it comes to doing things.
Make right smart time that Jasper been gone, ain't it?
6 months.
If I was you, I'd start looking around for another fellow.
But you are not me, Belle. This country has not seen its last of Jasper Kent.
Ellen! Ellen! He's come. He's back.
Come over, you Belle. What's the matter?
Jasper's back, but they've caught him. On his way to see you, he was. They asked him what he was doing back in the country. On his way to see you was what he said.
Where is he? Where is Jasper?
Albert Wingate and half a dozen men have got him. They're taking him over to where he burned the barn. They're going to teach him a lesson, they said.
I'll go. Come with me, Belle. Help me hitch the horses. Jasper needs me.
I will go no further than here to the gate. I'm afeard.
I need no help. I'll go alone.
Give it over again. We've been too good for a barn burner. Lay it on his nose. Give him 50 more. Give it over again.
Leave him alone. Let me if you dare. Take your whips off him, you dirty low-down skunk.
Go away, girl. Justice is being done.
You dirty trash, all of you. Thinking you can hide your faces with them rags tied over them.
Helen.
Me, Jasper. I'll untie your hand. It's all right now.
Go away from him, girl. You've got no right to stop justice.
Lay your whips on me, then. I can call your names ever once. I know you're underneath them hoods. Cowards, you ought to do together what you wouldn't dare do alone.
Untie my hands.
It's all right now, Jasper. Get going. I'm here.
Only inside do really pain. Knowing that all the people in the country have turned against me. It's a thing to study over.
It's only that Albert's not told his story right. He got the law on his side.
I'll go somewhere as far out of here into this place. I've done little that's amiss here, but still I have to go. I couldn't see my way to stay here if they all believe it against me.
Here's the wagon, Jasper. Get up. I'll drive.
At moonrise, I'll go. I can't see here other way. But I'll come back someday. And when I come, I'll come to fight with the law on my side. Or maybe a weapon.
That is not the way, Jasper. We'll go together. And never come to this place again.
You would come with me tonight? At the rise of the moon?
Whatever this country feel to you, Jasper White, feel the same to me. If you need to go afore sunup, why then I need to go afore sunup too. We'll go alone, needing no others. I used to think when I was a little girl, maybe I'd see a fountain going, or sometime learn the name of a star. I thought they would bring me my time on earth. But now I know better. I know how the world is. A little.
That lonesome road before you travel on.
You have heard The Time of Man, an NBC Theater presentation of the novel by Elizabeth Maddox Roberts, as adapted by Earl Hamner. Be with us next week at the NBC Theater for an intriguing version of a charm-filled story by Robert Louis Stevenson, The Treasure of Franchard, and the following week for one of the classics of detective fiction, Trent's Last Case by E.C. Bentley. The folk songs and guitar interludes were by Miss Teria Lee. Our cast today included Kay Stewart as Ellen, Gail Bonney as Nellie, Jeff Corey was Henry, Paul McVeigh was Albert, John Stevenson was Jonas, Betty Niglas was Doreen, Noreen Gamill was the old woman, Georgia Backus was Belle, John Daner was Jasper. Your announcer, Don Stanley. The NBC Theater is produced by Wade Arnold. The director of the NBC Theater is Andrew C. Love. What's on NBC this week? Next Thursday, NBC continues the story of the A and H bombs on The Quick and the Dead. Hear the story of the bombing of Hiroshima as it actually happened. And learn, in layman's language, about the A and H bombs. It's important that you hear The Quick and the Dead Thursday on NBC. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.